There are two different types of people that we can separate into groups. The first one are a deferrer, and the second one are outliers. But what is the difference between a deferrer and an outlier? And how do you know if you're a deferrer or an outlier? We'll get to that in a minute. Let's define the two first by giving some examples of both of them and how they differ. So imagine you have two people with the same dream. Their dream is to go bodyboarding for 6 months in Argentina at the very southernmost tip of the world. Super windy, super wavy. There's some like resort lodges down there that I've been looking at myself. And they both have this dream to go bodyboarding in Argentina. The deferrer and the outlier both plan the trip. They both write it down in their Apple Notes. They start asking AI for research tips and where to go and how expensive it's going to be. They'll plug it into ChatGPT and it will give them advice and how much it's going to cost roughly. They'll write it down in their notes. The deferrer and outlier will tell their friends about it. They'll tell their mum about it. They'll both buy a bodyboard or look up bodyboards to invest in before they go on the trip or to get when they're out there. And they have it all planned out. So they've done all the same actions up until this point. But this is where the two types of people diverge. A deferrer and an outlier do two completely different behaviors at this point of the planning situation. Let me tell you what the deferrer does first before what the outlier does. The deferrer stops here, but you don't realize they've stopped because they keep telling you about their bodyboarding trip to Argentina, but they haven't taken any action from it since they've been telling you. They just keep repeating themselves like, oh yeah, I can't wait to go. Yeah, going to go in about a month. You know, I've got everything lined up, everything planned. You know, I know exactly what flight to get at what time at what airport. I know when I'm going to land there, what I'm going to do every single day and all of these different things, right? But they don't actually take any action. Instead, when you ask them, I thought you were going to go on that trip to Argentina a month ago. They say, oh yeah. I'm just saving up a little bit more money and then I'm going to go next month. Or it's my birthday in 2 weeks. So I'm going to wait until then I can go afterwards. Or, I've done a lot of planning. I'm going to book it tonight. You're not going to see me for months. 6 months passes and they still haven't gone on the trip. They're still telling you about it. They're still planning it. They're still about to go. But fundamentally, they're still on the exact same soil as 6 months before, and they haven't made the trip. What ends up happening is a year passes and they start telling you about this new trip or this new job or this new business that they're going to start, and the whole cycle repeats itself. They start taking notes, they start writing things down, they start telling you and their mum about it. They convince you that this is different this time. It is different this time. They're going to take some real action and you're going to see the results. You're going to be the first person to see it. They're going to change their lives. Now let's compare that to the outlier. But before we do that, does that sound familiar? Do you know people who are like that, or are you like that yourself? Well, if you are like that yourself, congratulations. You are part of the 90% or 99% of people to ever exist. And we've all started at this point. We've all been deferrers. So don't worry. We're going to go through how you can become an outlier today in this video and how you can stop deferring and start living your dreams and have actual fun life. So outliers. We said the deferrers and the outliers got to the same point of their trip. They planned it all out. They knew exactly what they were going to do, where they were going to go. But the outlier does something different. The outlier does one fundamentally different thing. They stop talking and they start acting. It sounds super simple, right? But the outlier, once they've figured it all out, done all the things. They realize they have enough money to do it. They just book the flight. They just book the hotel and then they go. Instead of talking about it to everyone, they shut up and they take some real action. And this is where the problem usually lies. If you talk about doing something too much, you don't end up doing it because your brain gets the exact same dopamine response, the same exact same reward when you talk about it and when you do it. So if you talk about it too much, you get the same reward. You basically trick your brain to think, oh, I just did it. I don't have to do anything now. I can relax. That's why people are deferrers versus outliers. The outliers don't talk and they do it and then they get the real reward. The deferrers plan it, then talk about it too much, and then their motivation goes away, and then they go on to the next thing because they spoke about it too much and they deferred it another month, another 6 weeks, and that cycle repeats itself. Someday is a disease that will take your dreams to the grave with you. Do you really want to be a deferrer for the rest of your life? Because you're going to look back in your deathbed and realize all of these dreams that you had, all of these places that you wanted to go, all of these businesses that you wanted to start, all these places you wanted to live, all these languages you wanted to learn, and you didn't do it because you deferred it. You thought, give me a year and I'll do it. Oh, I'll do it in 2 weeks. No, motherfucker, you need to start it now. You need to start it now. The best plan is to start. And it's cliche, but it's not cliche because no one does it. This is a problem with cliche things. It's cliche for a reason. People repeat it for a reason. It's obvious for a reason. It's obvious because no one does it. So it has to be repeated. So how do you become a outlier if you are a deferrer? How do you start taking action towards your dreams versus just planning them? Well, let me give you a story to highlight this. So I used to be a deferrer, like all of us have been, and you probably are right now. And I wanted to start this podcast. And I started listening to podcasts when I was about 15 or 14 years old, on and off. But I then started going to the gym and started to listen to some more self-improvement podcasts, which really changed my life, changed my behaviors, and helped me stop becoming a deferrer. Started reading books on how to take action, stuff like the 4-Hour Workweek, which I highly recommend you reading. And after all of this, I was still hesitant to start my own show. Why? Because I thought I was too young. I thought I wasn't smart enough. I thought I wouldn't be able to get any guests. I thought, oh, I'll write down the entire plan and then I'll do it. I'll do it after I finish university, or I'll do it when I'm 25. Just going to have a sip of my coffee. Today we're having a Lavazza Italian roast. Very, very good coffee company from Turin. The thing I love about Italian coffee, it's actually Ethiopian coffee, because coffee beans don't grow in Italy, right? But it's called Italian coffee or Italian roast, I think because they roast the coffee in Italy, but they get the beans from Ethiopia because Italy colonized Ethiopia. So they basically stole their coffee beans and rebranded it as Italian. Anyway, that's a side note, but highly recommend drinking Italian roast coffee beans if you haven't tried them. They're quite dark, quite chocolatey, sometimes a bit bitter, but really good. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, the analogy of the podcast. So I put off doing a podcast for at least a year. I was preoccupied with other stuff, basically just deferred it. You know, it was in my mind, but you know when you need to do something, if it sticks in your mind for more than a day, more than a week, more than 6 months. The longer it sticks in your mind, the longer it survives in your memory, the more you should probably do it. So I first started thinking of starting a podcast maybe a year or two ago, and that thought never left my brain. It was always in the background. It just stuck in the back of my mind. And it got to the point where I finally just took action, because I was walking back home one day and something just clicked in my mind and I stopped deferring and I started taking action. And I did write stuff in my notes. It's good to have a little plan, but I knew I have to start it as soon as possible. So instead of trying to figure out how to get guests on the show, all I did was just find a radio room on my university campus and record a solo episode of me extracting lessons from my favorite books that I've read recently. And the reason why I did this is because if you want to be an outlier and not a deferrer, you have to take action really quick. Inspiration is perishable. When you first get the thought to do something and you get that surge of dopamine and you get that excitement, that means take action as soon as possible. Someday is a disease that'll take your dreams to the grave with you. It's so easy to have this idea and then write it down and plan it, but all you're doing is deferring it. And your inspiration to do that will wane very, very quickly. So if you want to stop being a deferrer and you want to start taking action, you need to act on your inspiration and on your ideas super fast. And you have nothing to lose, especially if you're young. You don't have kids, you don't have a house. You should just take small risks very often. And you'll often find there was no risk to begin with. So for the podcast, I already had a camera. I could get a microphone from the university stores. I could rent that out as part of my course. And instead of waiting to get guests on, I just recorded a solo episode straight away. Did that for the first 5 episodes. That gave me momentum. Then I started getting guests on my show. And now I have 50,000 monthly listeners on YouTube. But it all started with an idea, which I implemented super quickly because I knew the last time I thought about that idea, I put it off for a year. This time when I got that hit of dopamine, that hit of inspiration, I took action super fast, started doing solo episodes, and then built up from there. It's always better to start your plan, even if it's a small step. Just make a small step and then